I appreciate the Lord just gracing us with his presence.
Once again.
I just want him to know I appreciate it. If he doesn't manifest himself, all of our efforts is in vain. I didn't come to ask him to bless my effort. I just come to ask him to be here and do his work. He just allows me to be a part of it. And don't you appreciate how he touched God's men this morning? You see, had two different styles of preaching. I appreciate the Lord touching Brother Mike. God anointed him to preach. And then Brother James, he pulled her back down in first gear. Shifted. But God touched him. You see, that's the difference. I don't care if you jump into the rafters or if you stand behind the pulpit. As long as you've got the anointing on your life, that's all that matters. All that matters. And I appreciate his touch. As Brother Dana said yesterday, you just keep hanging around and he'll come around. Jacob said when he awakened, he said, this is none other than the house of the Lord and the gate of heaven. I'm just here to tell you, the closest you can get to heaven is at the gate. And this is the gate. And what's been going on down here has been going on over yonder for a long time. I ain't going to be alien to it. I'm going to practice down here. Sometimes what I have in my heart wears out my body. It just can't keep up with it. But one day I'll get a body that can keep up with what's going on down in here. Amen. The Lord's good and his mercy endures forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's all stand this morning. What a refreshment the Lord has given us this day. Thank him for the preaching, for the singing, the atmosphere of worship. I hope you have got your wagon loaded. If you have not, you have not backed up to the dock.